After concluding the discussion on the verses pertaining to the status of parents from Surah Banu Israel, yesterday I went through a number of ahadith pertaining to the status of parents. The hadith that tells us that the pleasure and the displeasure of Allah is hinged on the pleasure and the displeasure of your parents. Your father is your best door to Jannah. The dua of your father is accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling that sahabi to respect his father and to make sure he doesn't walk in front of him. Your lifespan and sustenance is increased by treating your parents well. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a thin person once passed by a gathering of the sahaba. So somebody remarked and said, if only he grew thin in Allah's path, meaning if only his thinness was as a result of him exerting himself in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, he's possibly exerting himself to earn for his aged parents. If that is the case, then he's also in Allah's path. If he's exerting himself to earn for his young children, then he's also in Allah's path. If he's exerting himself to earn for himself, so that he's independent from asking of people, then also he's also in Allah's path. Serving parents is also more meritorious than optional jihad. When it's compulsory jihad, then I mean you need all hands on deck, so to speak. But nafil jihad, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that a person once requested permission for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to participate in jihad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him whether his parents were alive. He said yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fafihima fajahid, then apply yourself to their service. Another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and treat them well. And there are multiple narrations in this regard. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma mentions that a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I've come to pledge my allegiance to you that I will migrate. However, I have left my parents weeping over my departure. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, return to them and make them laugh just as you had made them cry. You have to make the hijrah, that's on its place. But go back and make them happy. Your parents must be happy. So to make your parents unhappy is a major sin. That is when you do it out of disobedience. When they're unhappy but you're fulfilling the command of Allah, that's a different matter. We know the famous story of Uwais Qarni. He accepted Islam during the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he could not be blessed with the privilege of being a sahabi. A sahabi is one who saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of iman, because he couldn't leave his mother. He was from Yemen. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam became aware of this, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised him for this and called him Sayyidatul Tabi'in, the leader of the Tabi'in. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, when you meet this Uwais Qarni, you must ask him to make dua for you. He looked after his mother to the point that it deprived him of becoming a sahabi. He did not meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi of Allah said, Uwais Qarni has a mother whom he treats very well. If Uwais has to swear by Allah, Allah will most certainly fulfill his oath. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that a person told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he desired to participate in jihad but could not do so for whatever reason. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him whether his parents were alive. He said, yes, his mother was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you fear Allah with regards to your mother. When you do this, you will be the one who has performed Hajj, Umrah and jihad. Now fear Allah whenever your mother calls you, meaning obey her and treat her well. So you can get the reward of Nafil Hajj, Nafil Umrah, by serving your parents. When they call you, you should respond immediately. If they are calling for another reason that does not require immediate attention, then, you know, you still should respond. To this extent, the scholars say that if you're in Sunnah or Nafil Salah, you should break the Sunnah or Nafil Salah and respond to your parents. The punishment for disobeying, disrespecting parents is not only in the Akhirah, in this world as well. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all sins are such that Allah may forgive them if He wills. However, the sin of causing grief to one's parents is such that the punishment for it will be suffered before death in this very world. And there are multitudes of examples where people will tell you stories of individuals who are on a high and they fell. In this world, they suffered great consequence for disrespecting and breaking the hearts of their parents. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the very major sins are four. One, ascribing partners to Allah. Second, disobedience to parents. Third, murder. And the fourth, taking false oath. It's referred to as uququl walidain in Arabic. The meaning of this word uquq is very extensive. It includes disobedience to parents, causing them grief, causing them trouble, causing them discomfort by word or by deed. The most loved action by Allah after worshipping Allah is kindness to parents. And the greatest sin after this, after associating partners with Allah is disobedience to your parents. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's disgraced, he's disgraced, he's disgraced. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulallah, who? He said, the person who finds one or both of his parents in old age and still does not enter Jannah. Meaning, you must not only use it as an opportunity to serve them here and there, you must serve them so much in their old age that it makes you eligible for entry into Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if you cast angry looks at your parents, it means you're not treating them well. So ukukul walidain is very comprehensive. Don't deprive them of wealth. Don't deprive them of service. Your body language must be positive. Don't displease them. Look at them with love and compassion, seek forgiveness on their behalf. Even if you've disobeyed them and they've now passed on, make isal thawab for them all the time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged that as a way of compensating, and hopefully Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make them happy and they will then forgive you. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah can elevate the ranks of his pious slaves in Jannah. They will ask, oh Rabb, how have I attained these ranks? Allah will tell them it is because of the prayers of their children who prayed for their forgiveness. So pray for your parents to make up for your deficiencies. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.